Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. Today, we should be getting your new month of March crew pack, so check it out. Okay, that was a little video that showed off all the new stuff in the March crew pack, which of course has the fearless, flashy, fashionable, and always ready to party, Lambro. Join the Fortnite crew today and get the Lambro crew pack, 1,000 V-Bucks, and access to the Battle Pass. Of course, you already knew that, but you're also going to get that pickaxe, that wrap, so some cool stuff. I should be getting it here. And I got mine. So let's look at everything. You get the Lambro. He's one ice cold llama corn. I do really like it. I do love that vest that he's wearing. That's really cool. I want one. The up north back bling, follow the frost. We have the puff corn pick harvesting tool and the legend wrap, which is really cool as well. So I am a fan of this month's crew pack for sure. I'm glad that I am a crew member and getting those items. That's all there really is for news today. Don't forget, you know, the FNCS is going on this week. You know, qualifier for week 3, you know, is by the time this recording is going out, it's going to be getting near the end of week 3 qualifiers, but make sure you're checking those out. Those are always a fun time to watch. For LTMs today, we still have the comeback squads, Pair Royale, Community Creation, and Team Rumble Siphon squads. Let's see here. Like I said, that's all there really is for news. So let's go ahead and do a challenge tip. And for the challenge, let's do the one where you need to. I guess the next one up for us is the damage opponents at Hunter's Haven, the Orchard, and Retail Row. So Hunter's Haven, it's pretty simple, right? It's marked on the map where to go. So go to Hunter's Haven. Get damage done. You can go to the Orchard, which again is north of the Coliseum. That's where you're going to go to get damage done there. Or if you're going to go to Retail Row, again, pretty simple. Retail Row is marked right there for you on the map, so should be pretty easy to figure that all out. A good place to do that is actually in the comeback LTM. Since you get 5 lives, that's a great spot to do. And of course, Team Rumble is always a great place to get challenges done for these type of damage challenges. You just have to hope with the Team Rumble situation that the circle is around the area that you're trying to get damage done in. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Let's take a look. We got the Flash Bundle still here. The In Space Bundle is still here. And we have the Magnus outfit with the Enduring Cape back bling for 2,000 V-Bucks. We have the pull-up emote for 500. We have the Assault Trooper outfit for 800, another great classic one. The Dream Feet emote is here for 500. We have the Scanline Wrap for 300. The Waterworks emote is here for 200. We get the Dummy outfit with the Wrong Turn Back Bling for 1,200. The Noggin Harvesting Tool for 500. The Crash Test Wrap for 300. The Orin outfit with the Mecha Fusion Jump Kit Back Bling or 1,200. The Null Pick Harvesting Tool for 800. The Abstract Outfit with the Tag Bag Back Bling for 1,500. The Renegade Roller Harvesting Tool for 1,200. The Razor Outfit with the Fierce Cloud Puff Back Bling for 1,200. The Kurohamora Outfit with the Fire Vortex Back Bling for 1,500. The Silver Flame Wrap for 500. The Battlebreakers Music for 200, which is a pretty good music. And that looks like everything. So you can get any and all of these items using code MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. You know what? I'm going to throw the tip of the day once again to the Early Bird Customs and Creative that we've been doing. It's been a ton of fun. Some more players showed up this week as well. So the more people show up, the more and more fun it's going to be. You know, again, I'm getting up real early. So we started out with just a few players, but as the morning went on, I got to play a little bit longer this morning than I might normally get to. But because I got to play a little bit longer, more players got in. So hopefully we'll keep on that trend and getting more players in and new faces in every week. So that we'll always, you know, we'll always have a good time and get some fresh faces. One that I really want to throw out there that we had a good time playing today was the Box Fight and Zone Wars with Arena Scoring map. We played that maybe like the last half of the morning that I played, and we had a lot of, you know, we had a really good time playing that map. So I'm going to throw the code out there now. That code is 00039628 3130. It's by IPOG, and this was a really fun map because it had a more realistic loadouts, but it was Zone Wars and Box Fights. It kind of randomly switches between Zone Wars and box fights, whereas before we would normally just been doing, okay, let's do a Zone Wars map, or let's now do a Box Fight map. And I like that this one switched randomly in between. So you might get Zone Wars like two or three times in a row, or you might get Box Fight two or three times in a row, or it just might go back and forth between Box Fight, Zone Wars, Box Fight, Zone Wars. So that was a lot of fun to get the mixture in there, and a lot of action and a good pace of practice against against friends and other players. So I would definitely check that map out. We had a good time. And yeah, make sure that you are, waking up early on those Sunday mornings and, coming in playing with us. But that's going to be the episode. Make sure you go join that daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. It's Mike Daddy on all of those. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Again, I think this is like the second or third week in a row I missed them because my phone's all messed up, but, I'm going to get the backlog of them here soon, if there are any. If not, then I guess I'm not missing anything on this section for the Sundays that we would normally do the shout outs. But if there are, like I said, I will get to them here pretty quick. And then, until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.